Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, Jesus, fuck, fuck, fuck. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I'm praying for my life. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time.
Do you have time for that?
Pacifica Radio.
Do you have time for that? Do you have time for that, my friend?
I don't got time for me.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
Oh, I think I got arthritis.
You got that guy? You got that dude in your throat?
Yeah.
Arthritis. You know that dude.
Arthritis.
I think Mick might be dead.
He's done?
Yeah, he might be dead.
Oh, shit.
He might have died. I'm not sure.
But yeah. How's your face, man? You haven't heard from your face in a while.
My face?
Yeah.
I tried talking to you, man, but you ain't got time for me.
Who's there?
You. I'm all like, oh, hello, what's up? Let's play Halo and all this other stuff. Which is like a veiled attempt at getting you to interact with me. And you're just like, oh, no, I'm tired.
Well, actually, I don't respond at all. You got my house phone number. Just call me at night. Because I turn off the ringer on my phone because people would want to kill my ass. So.
Damn, yo. Mick.
What's up?
Do you want to kill Lou?
Why do I want to kill Lou?
I don't know. He said people are trying to kill him and shit, so I'm just trying to find out if you're one of them. No.
Nah, I've never heard Lou. Lou's my boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah?
My boy, Lou.
Would you make sweet love to Lou?
No. Yeah, he'd probably let me break my dick off instead.
Yeah, you know what? We really need to get a three-way sword fight going here, guys. It's been a long time.
That's hot. Totally, let me know. I got nothing going on.
So actually, John Cusack said something today that I thought was pretty amusing.
Cusack is alive?
Yeah, Cusack is not only alive, but you know he's like a big old liberal and shit like that. He's all about the liberalism and being a liberal. And he's like, oh, I'm a liberal. You know that stuff, right? That he's all liberal.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a website called Reddit, and he did a thing called Ask Me Anything where people can talk about whatever they want. And apparently he was friends with Hunter S. Thompson, and
I don't think anyone was actually friends with Hunter S. Thompson.
No, I don't think anyone could actually be friends with Hunter S. Thompson, you know. I don't think that's really possible, but He said something that actually really kind of made me realize just how much the Democrats and the Republicans or the Dempublicans and the Republicrats are the exact same people. They're all the same. He said about Hunter S. Thompson, I can only imagine what he would say about the expanded drone wars or what he would make of the knowledge that Obama has overseen a fundamental extension of a vast array of Bush-Cheney executive privilege claims, or in many cases outdone them in ways that gut international law and our constitutional rights, which is fucking true if you pay attention to any of the shit that goes on.
Which I don't, but thank you for...
No, you're probably better off. You got your own fucking anal bullshit to figure out. Me, I'm bored, so I have to listen to politics.
How are your jobs?
By the way,
any openings?
What'd you say?
How are your jobs, gentlemen? Any openings?
Any openings? Yeah, I got an opening right between my ass cheeks for you.
Oh!
No, you don't want one here.
Yeah, I don't want to work there.
No, you don't want one here either. Trust me when I tell you that.
You can't handle our wages.
I got zero wages, so anything is something.
So are you done?
So you're like officially done?
No. I see. I was trying to sell off my phone line to the guy that does my deliveries. His son was gonna buy the phone line off me.
And, trying to sell your farmland?
Yeah, my farmland. So you didn't know I had farmland?
I, you know what? I feel like I'm not living the American dream because I don't have any farmland.
Seriously.
I said phone line.
I know what you said, you Puerto Rican breech ball.
Nah. You just woke up right now. You're like, oh, no, he meant phone line.
No, you know we hear what we want to hear, Lou. We've established half of our comedy, probably 90% of your and my comedy, comes from deliberately mishearing each other.
Right. Nobody got time for that. Nobody got cunt for that. So,
did you say
Kuntz
LeMay? Is that what you said? Kuntz LeMay?
Kuntz LeMay. In the meantime, I'm still getting calls from people who have sent shit, so I'm still picking up, you know, still picking it up, even though I don't really know how I'm going to ship it over there. So we'll see what happens.
I'd
offer you something if I had it, but I don't. So.
Yeah, there's only one thing I can say to that, Louie.
What was that?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's all I can say.
The best part of that is always the
Lord Jesus,
fire
it's a fire.
Fire truck sound.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is, well, I didn't say that. Sweet Brown said that. But the reason I say that is because you really should just burn down your entire life and just walk away and start over. Except for your wife. I like Pramila. I don't want to hurt her.
Yeah, I was going to say, at this point, what is he going to do? He can't do that. That's not an option for him.
Well, I should amend what I just said. I don't want to hurt her with anything other than my penis.
Oh, boy.
Isn't Louie a great friend? Like, I talk about banging his wife pretty much every time I talk to him, and he's just like,
That makes me a little uncomfortable, to be honest with you.
Sorry. Mick, looking in the mirror makes you uncomfortable.
It does. It really does. I realized today, not today, I realized recently how little self-awareness I have.
Really?
Yeah, I was, and you know, I have no like, ego, and I'm pretty, like, self-deprecating for the most part.
Now, you have a massive ego.
Yeah, exactly. But I was totally under the impression that this girl at work was into me, and then, like, I tried to, like, ask her out for lunch, and she totally rejected me. And then, it dawned on me, and I was like, why did I think I could get the 23-year-old to go out with me?
Because like, I can get a 23-year-old to go out with me?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. I'm actually striving to be like you. But, like, after, like,
did
I
instill you a defense
first,
of false confidence?
I was surprised at first because I really thought, like, she was into me. And then I was, like, I was confused because I thought I was getting some signals or whatever. And then after the whole incident, I was like, why did I even go for a 23-year-old in the first place? Like, that's just, it's not my scene anymore.
Well, you need to concentrate on the, Mick, it's all about the low-hanging fruit, man. It's all about the low-hanging fruit. Your demographic is like 67 years old.
My demographic is fat chicks, but I'm tired of that being my demographic.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you need to expand into, like, 67-year-old rich women.
You know, I don't mean rich women that can actually.
What'd you say, Louis?
I said, Mick, all kidding aside, Mike has no real input to bring in here. What you really need is a shtick. You know what I mean? Like something.
Right.
You know, you need to be like a B-boy or
a B-boy?
A hipster.
A B-boy.
A metalhead. A costume.
B-boy. Yes, you should be a B-boy.
A B-boy.
You know what you should do? You should actually go up to women and call them sucker MCs. That gets them pants off in a second.
All right, okay. But you a sucker MC. I can see them shitty runs off of this right here.
By the way, quick aside, the only reason that Louie doesn't beat me up for making sex jokes about his wife is because he knows for a fact that his wife would never, ever touch me. Like, ever.
But he also knows that you would never, ever touch his wife.
No, that's not true at all.
disgusting. All right, I try to give you an out there, buddy.
No. He knows who I am.
I've told him too many sex stories of how far she'll go for him.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Are you guys doing the Pop Rocks Tootsie Roll thing, too?
Pop Rocks, damn.
Pop Rocks and Tootsie Rolls?
Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, you didn't hear this trial with this chick that murdered her ex-boyfriend or whatever, and they were talking about stuff they used to do with, like, Pop Rocks. She used to give him a blowjob and have Pop Rocks in her mouth and shit like that.
I got that when I was younger, my first girlfriend.
I dropped a Tootsie Roll into a girl's mouth before. I mean, that's a completely different thing, though.
Yeah, that's different. I don't think they were going that route. Yeah, I think you were just eating them out of her and stuff.
The Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah.
Oh, big deal.
Now, were they Tootsie Rolls or Lord Lincoln Logs? Let's be clear.
Ooh, that's a good question. That I don't know. I have to read the transcript again. I'm not sure.
She testified that she converted to Mormonism for him. On the day that she got baptized in Mormonism with him, he tied her up almost right then and there, tied her up and forced her to have anal sex with him.
Right.
That's so hot.
But you know what, she kept coming back for it. I mean, she, that was like, you know, it's not like she killed him then. They kept on going, and then they got engaged and stuff.
You know what the fucked up thing is, though? Like, he just met the wrong girl, because honestly, most of the women that I've been with in the last couple of years, that's the kind of thing they'd go for.
Being tied up and fucked in the ass?
Being tied up and fucked in the ass.
And none of them have tried to kill you yet? Well, that's pretty good. Your track record.
No, because that's what they like. Like, see, I'm actually, believe it or not, like, as much as I've, like, you know, like, tossed women around and tied them up and all that shit and fucked them up against walls and whatever, I'm like, that wasn't my natural state growing up. Like, I had to grow into that, like, aggressive
sexual
thing because, like, I didn't know that women, like, I had this idiot idea that women were, like, beautiful creatures that should be revered.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that from.
No, I was in the same boat. I totally agree with what you're, where you're coming from, and I totally hear what you're saying, because I was the same way.
But then, like, the first girlfriend I had was just, like, a horrible, horrible whore. Like, a and you guys both know her, actually, which is crazy.
Didn't Mick know her?
Yeah, Mick knew her, too. As a matter of fact, when Mick found out that I was dating her, he was like, why would he do that?
Wow.
That was almost his exact words. They're like, why would you do that? Like,
hey, Mick, you know what?
It was a little confusing.
I introduced him.
Interesting.
What did he say? What did you say?
I said, it's my fault.
He introduced you.
Yeah, no, it is. It's all your fault, actually. All of this, all of my entire life is your fault, actually, comes of it.
But, you know, it was inevitable, you two, because you guys were in Mount Vernon, and that's about it. Just Mount Vernon.
Yeah, but we didn't connect because of that. It was Starbucks. Starbucks has ruined my life.
Yeah, totally.
And saved it several times, I should say, because whenever I've been out of a job, I've always managed to go back to Starbucks.
Well, that's what I'll wind up doing.
But anyway, the point is that, you know, I dated a few of these women, and, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm just happy to be having sex. I'm like, oh, sex, you know, like, it's great. You know, like, oh, shit, somebody's on my penis. Like, it's fantastic. And then I find out, like, that's not all there is to, even though I've watched thousands of porn movies, like, probably at this point, millions of porn movies. And Like, women don't want to be, they don't want you to put them on a pedestal. They want you to think that they're garbage.
Mm.
It takes a while to realize that. Like, I did not realize that for a while either.
Do you think that's a generational thing where older women who haven't watched porn themselves?
No. I don't think it's an older, younger thing. I think it's just, like, for me, like I said, I was more into, like, the like you said, like, oh, I'm just happy to be having sex, and I don't really care, you know. I don't I'm not asking them what they want. I'm just doing what I want. I'm kind of just going with the flow. But then you realize
right, you're
after
just,
a while,
you know, you're like you're trying to please them, but like you didn't think that involved like smacking them in the ass and pushing
yeah, exactly.
their face
like,
down
like,
into
like,
the bed.
You're doing normal stuff trying to, you know, please them, and then all of a sudden you realize that they're like just as dirty as you are, and you're like, oh shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I mean, I should have known from porn, like, because people say, oh, porn spoiled
right.
me for relationships, but it really, honestly, for me, it hasn't, because not only did it teach me how to have sex, but, like, a lot of the shit that happens in porn, if you approach a girl the right way, she'll fucking do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to realize that.
You're just going to make promises of marriage and stuff.
No, well, no, you
no.
also, I mean... As a matter of fact, that's the first thing you can do to get them to run away from you.
Yeah.
You know, for me at least. I mean, like, and it's terrible because if you really like a girl, the last thing you should do is tell them how much you like them. Like, it didn't make any sense to me for the longest time. But then, like, then
See,
I realized,
that's
like...
That still doesn't make sense to me, but I agree that it's correct. But that part still
yes.
doesn't make sense to me.
If I had
no,
it to do all over again, I would fuck a woman so much. I would be saying I love you within the first month, want to marry you in the second month, just to, you know, bang them and then get away, like, you know.
Just so that they'll leave you and it won't be
yeah,
right.
Like hindsight,
yeah.
like, why the messy breakup, you know what I mean? Just
right.
Like,
that's, you that's know what, true. That is probably the most brilliant thing you've ever said.
Like, I love you. Week three. You know what?
That
kids,
is the...
Like, I don't know. I see a future. Are you thinking marriage?
Like, the moment that you realize that you're tired of her, the moment that you realize that, which for me is like 2 weeks later. Like, if I've just banged a girl for like 2 weeks, I'm automatically tired of her. It just... Yeah, and I'm not talking about, like, you know, maybe once every 2 weeks. I'm talking if you spent
like
2 weeks straight seeing the girl...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like seeing her like all
right.
the time, I'm like, oh man, I really need to do other things besides you.
Right, and there's just like multiple sleepovers, and yeah, it's just like you're
that's what I should have.
Like,
you're right,
on.
Though. That's what I should have done. We should get be like, well, you know what would be crazy, honey? Like, you're laying there, you just came all over her face because she's a slut, and you're
right.
like, you know what would be really awesome while you're ignoring her to let her wipe the jizz off her own face? You're like, we should, you know, be crazy if we just like went to Vegas and got married right now.
You pay for the tickets. Let's go.
Why don't we turn this little? Why don't we make a ring out of this jizz on your face?
you know, you do get a fucking onion ring from the freezer, and you come back in while she's wiping it off her face, and you just be like, you get down on one knee and you hold it in your hand and just see how long she stays.
Yeah.
No, Louis's absolutely right, and I admire him for pointing that out. That's fabulous. But the point is that I didn't realize that. Like, for a long time, I thought, you know, the whole coming on a girl's face, like, that's fucking disrespectful. I really believed that for more than half of my life.
See, I didn't think it was disrespectful. I just didn't think they'd be nearly as into it as they are.
Well, I bought
well,
into, like, for some reason, yeah, I know, like, I mean, not, believe me, not every girl is into getting chiz all over the face.
That's what I'm saying, not all, but, like, more than I thought, put it that way.
But, see, I thought, even after the first time I did that, I thought, you know, like, that was fun, and it was cool, and, like, I felt like a porn star or whatever, but, like, I can't see doing that all the time. That's just, you know, I need her permission or whatever. But, like, now, like, I want that every day.
Right.
Like, I don't even care who it is anymore. Like, if Lou comes over, I'm just like, dude, let me jizz on your face. Like, this is the best thing ever. What about you? Know what? Let's put Lou on the spot here. Louie, you still there?
He's busy jerking off on his wife's face.
Louie, Lottie. Damn it, that sucks, because I really want him to tell us if his wife lets him come on his face. Come on her face, I mean.
I don't think... That was a nice Freudian slip.
Honey, let me come on my... Oh, there he is. He's back. Hold on. There he is, baby. I missed you, baby. Where'd you go?
Are we getting married now? 3 weeks?
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot. It turned off? That's because you're Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I think my face turned off.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Has your wife ever let you come on her face?
No.
Never?
Never.
You guys are going to get divorced. Eventually, it's going to happen. Because after like 10 to 20 years of that shit, Lou's going to be like, I really need to come on somebody's face.
Yeah, totally.
I don't hope you could get divorced because I like your
no,
wife.
I don't
want
that.
Think it'd be awesome, but I think it would be awesome if that was in the papers.
No, I know, right? Will not take jizz on the phone.
Like, if that was in, like, the petition for divorce?
As a matter of fact, Lou, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for inspiring my next prenup.
Mm.
Are you going to require a...
bylaws in there.
A quota? Like,
were you here, Louie, did you hear me when I said that, that I love coming on people's faces so much that I do it to you? Did you hear that part, at least?
No, I didn't. I must have cut off right then. Maybe I hung up right then and lost that.
yeah.
Who was you, Mike, that said that you once came on your own face? Mistakenly.
Oh, no, I've done, it's not once, dude. It's several times.
Oh, yeah, I've come on my own face. It was so disturbing the first time. Oh, I didn't do it on purpose.
No, nobody ever does them on purpose. I can honestly say I've never done that on purpose. No, all right. Let me just tell Ralph's story real quick before we get through this, because this is, I love this story. We have a friend named Ralph. No, don't you remember when Mark put his balls in his face while he was sleeping?
Yeah.
This fucking kid, like, so many times this kid has been the butt of jokes. Like, he seems to have finally gotten some confidence because his girlfriend is hot, but. You know, I don't know how far that goes, but he had a reputation for kind of being, you know, the bottom of the barrel. I mean, I made fun of him in front of this girl he was trying to bang, and she laughed in his face. I mean, that was probably my best and worst moment at the same time, but we'll get to that some other time. The point is, Ralph was passed out and sleeping once, and our other friend Mark decided he was going to rub his balls all over Ralph's face. So Ralph woke up during the teabagging, and instead of what probably all of us in this room, even though Mick is, like, horribly nonviolent, I think even Mick would be pissed off and punch the dude in the balls if he woke up and anyone had balls in their face, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no court in the world that would convict you for punching a dude in the balls.
That's crossing the line, totally.
That's like assault and battery. That's ball
and
battery.
Ballery.
Ballery. Assault and ballery, absolutely.
Yeah, Ralph got assault and ballered on the stage.
By the way, we really need to fucking hang out again. We all three of us need to hang out again. This is ridiculous. We have to limit our interaction to a fucking online fucking bullshit telephone talk show.
There's a couple of new strip club places that I know of. They're all nude in Jersey. You gotta go a little further down.
Oh, God.
Louis, I can't do that.
I fall in love with every hot stripper that I see. I can't do that.
I fall in love with my wife all over again when she has strippers all over.
I fall in love with your wife when she does that. I don't even get to see that shit.
Oh, no.
I fall in love with you. I just want to bang you in the ass when we're in a strip club.
Right.
Hell yeah.
No, but so Ralph wakes up and he's laughing. He's laughing when these balls are like flopping all over his face. And when we heard the story, Ralph was actually there. Ralph was in our presence when we heard the story.
He wasn't laughing when he had the ballery happen to him. He got up angry, but he didn't, like, do anything about it. He was not like...
Louis, you're mixing stories. The anger was when Mark hit him with the clock radio.
Clock radio.
You mix it.
Oh,
Mark
right.
hit him with the clock radio. Yeah, Mark hit him with the clock radio, and he didn't do anything about it.
So he took the ice bucket and himself in the eye.
Yes, and Mark took it. Mark felt so bad that Ralph was saying, because Ralph went into his room and closed the door, like slammed the door, because he was mad
right.
that he got hit in the
Damn.
Face. With
so,
so Mark felt so bad that he hit him. He gave himself a black eye with a bucket. That's a different story. This time, Ralph had balls in his face, and he woke up, and he laughed that there were balls in his face. So
yeah,
Lee and I like, both, we both are looking at him like, what's wrong with you? Like, did you, like, stick
right.
your tongue? Were you, like, flicking your tongue in the air to try to see if you could accidentally get them in your mouth?
Oh.
How does a
how
man not react violently? Even a gay guy, right. if there were unwelcome balls in his face.
Right. Yeah, I don't see laughing being the proper response to that scenario.
No, that's yeah. ball rape. We're going here. We're going to the rape card again because we can't do the show
right.
without it.
Good
that's
man.
Ball rape.
I was worried there for a minute. Yeah,
that's unwanted contact with a man's testicles. That's ball rape.
And you know at that distance you can smell the sweat on his balls.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, how do you deal with that?
Awful.
I couldn't
imagine
smelling the sweat on some other person's balls.
But granted, this is the same guy that went. And I told you about this. Louie and it was a friend's bachelor party. We went to this strip club, and then we went to the all nude place, which is terrible. I walked out, but when you had when you go into this place, you have to feed a dollar into this fucking turnstile in the strip club. Who has a fucking turnstile in a strip club? And then they had a titty turnstile in the strip club because after you get past the turnstile. There's this, like, 40-something-year-old...
Louis was sucking on the old lady's nipples.
Yeah,
this was Louis, but it was this is the same guy. And he was like, you know, we're talking about, like, what the fuck? You're going to put your face on an old bitch's, like, some pancake titties when you walk into this club? And he's like, oh, man, I didn't know you had to suck on an old bitch's titties when you walk in there. And we're like, because you fucking didn't, you idiot.
How do you give yourself away like that, bro? Like, I didn't know you had to suck old titties to get in.
How do you give yourself away like that?
It's true. How do you fuck up and, like, rat yourself out like that? Oh, my God.
This fucking kid, man. See, and this is why I love this kid, because this is the same kid. He brings this, like, skeletal-faced, like, little... obviously drugged out fucking raver looking bitch into the house, and you know, to his misfortune Louis and I are there. That was just a mistake. I mean, having Morgan there was a mistake also, but having Morgan and me and Lou there was just the biggest mistake he could make. So he brings her in there and we're talking or whatever, everybody's bullshitting, and I turned her off because I'm bored with the conversation.
She was much younger than him too.
Yes.
Like he was trying to, he was like, oh, I'm the older guy.
He was trying to, you know, be like Mr. Older Guy. I know everything. Like, you know, I'm totally going to impress her with my old man knowledge and all this other shit. And then, so I turned to him because I was bored of the conversation. I'm like, hey, Ralph, did you hear that they got back together after being apart for so long? And this is a joke that I got from Lou. This is not something that, I mean, Lou got it from other places too, but this was directly from him.
Right.
And so he goes, oh my God, yeah, this like local bullshit band that only he likes because he's the type of guy that'll like a band just because they're obscure and everybody else, if they ever become popular, he'll be able to say, I mean, literally, this is why he likes the band. He'll be able to say, I like them first.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like, oh, Townsend, yeah, I heard all this other stuff. And he starts, like, I couldn't have asked for a more perfect fucking scenario for this joke.
Like you told
after
me,
let him,
the setup, yeah.
Exactly. After I let him go off for a good 30 seconds or so, I was like, no, motherfucker, my butt cheeks. And, like, of course, you know, everybody else just looked embarrassed on his behalf, you know, because
right.
they were. except for Lou, who was, of course, cackling hysterically, and the girl that he brought, who was like, I picture, this is probably not how it went, but I picture her pointing in his face and laughing.
she did smother herself and laugh.
I think she was sitting, like, Indian style on the floor, and she was laughing. Ooh, they caught you. I was 50-50 on fucking you. No, I'm not.
And it was, I totally cock-blocked that dude. I totally cock-blocked that dude. And to top it all off, he decided to follow that up with, well, you're always going to make fun of me.
Like, oh, my God, the icing on the cake.
That's not a good comment.
No, and I looked at him, and I was like, dude, really? Like, at that point is when I felt bad for him. I was like, really, Ralph?
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man. You don't, like, you know, hit me with something else. Like,
yeah,
anything. Call me a faggot, for Christ's sake.
Right,
anything.
Right. That's just unnecessary weakness at that point, and it's just not a good look.
But I also, Louis, do you remember when I cock-blocked John Dobra at that bar on McLean? Do you remember that?
I do. The chick there, your assumption, you were like, what, are you going to roll to the bar? Because he's a portly guy. You're like, oh, are you going to roll to the bus station or something? It was him being fat, and he was going to... Like, you know, roll over to the...
roll down.
He was hitting on this, like, chubby girl. And she was cute, despite her, you know, obvious, massive flesh. But like, he was hitting on her. She was flirting with everybody, you know. And I just, for some reason, I just decided to be a dick. And he said something about, like, meeting her somewhere. And I knocked him down, both with his weight and the fact that he didn't have a car. I was like, did you... I was like, dude, what, are you going to roll down to the bus station to pick her up?
He was mad at that one, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm a terrible, terrible person. Nobody should ever try to get laid around me, like, ever.
That was a good one.
You know, and Louis did what is my favorite laugh, and that's it. Like, my entire goal in life, which is really sad, is to get people to laugh at the things that I say, not in, like, a, you know, a loud guffaw, fall off their chair or whatever. It's that laugh that, like, you choke out of them because they don't want to give it because what you said is so horrible.
Right. You simultaneously are laughing, and then, like, a split second later, you could catch yourself and don't want to.
You know, they're like choking on their own laugh because they know it shouldn't, like, they should not be laughing at what I just said.
Yeah.
That is, to me, that's gold. To me, that's my entire life's goal right there, is to have people choke on their laughter and possibly die because what I said was so funny despite societal conventions. That's my goal.
That would be a hilarious way to die.
Hilarious.
Choking on your own laughter.
No, I don't know. I think choking on clown cock is a pretty hilarious way to die.
Well, there you go.
Or like trying to blow yourself. That's a pretty funny way to die, right? Like,
yeah,
breaking your back trying to blow yourself.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think that's funny?
That goes in the embarrassing category, I think.
Yeah, maybe for you, but imagine if, like, your brother, for example, he's got a wife and a kid, and he just dies one day. and you find out it's because he was trying to suck his own dick.
Well, yeah, I guess in my instance, it would be less surprising, like, to the general public. like, nobody would even, like, bat an eyelash at that. They'd be like, oh, all right, yeah. Oh, well.
Would imagine your neck is like limp, like a chicken from the neck to throat, shifting around in circles.
You know what, Mick? Though, like, that was funny, but you're actually 100% right. I really wouldn't bat an eyelash if that's how you died.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, totally.
I would not be surprised. I was like, well, you know, it's Mick, man.
Right.
He died how he lived his life, trying to suck his own dick.
He's not doing what he loves.
Trying to perform autofellatio.
Yeah.
busy with that mouth. Good times, good times.
Yes, sir.
What? Well, gentlemen, technically we're done. Technically we're done.
All right. Good for your faces.
Louis, give me a call later, man. I want to ask you a couple things.
Sexy time.
Yeah. Are you going to be around to play Halo later? Is that a possibility tonight, or are you?
Yeah, it's possibility.
All right. All right. I'll talk to you later, brother. Mick, you live like three blocks from me.
What are you guys going to come over to? We're going to see some naked girls. Naked girls.
Yeah, we still have to go out for my. It's going to be Lou's birthday by the time we go out for my birthday.
I know.
Seriously, so let's get it going.
So yeah, we got to get it going. Next paycheck, we're coming down there.
Get drunk, sleep over, and then for my birthday. And then, Mick, you're not too far along anyway, so.
You know what we should do, Louie, is we should do like an early morning strip club run in Jersey. Because we had a great time.
Why an early morning?
Here's the thing, because like Lou and I actually have had good experiences with daytime strip clubs.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been the whole time there. What was the thing? They're bringing their own beer, right? So we can bring six each and go not early morning, obviously, but like we can go like at 2.
Like early afternoon.
Yeah, we go 2, 3 o'clock and get drunk over there, and then the real fun begins.
Baggage.
Yeah, we need to do that shit. All right, gentlemen, we'll figure this shit out.
Is City Lights still $10 a lap dance?
Well, City Lights is a go-go club now, so I'm not sure exactly what they do anymore.
That was the best bargain in town, man. Pancake titties.
Fuck City Lights. No, hell no, I don't want anything. I'll go there to like chill out, but like I would never get a lap dance at City Lights. It's a good place to go and look at titties and drink beer and play pool, but it's not like if I want like hot chicks grinding their vaginas in my face, I'd have to go to Jersey for that, which is the saddest thing I've ever said.
Well, thing is, New York is expensive. Like if you go in the city where the Primo is, that's like ridiculously expensive.
Well, I mean, you know what the problem is that, like, there's places in New York City to have a good strip club experience, but you have to be willing to go into, like, really shitty areas of the Bronx and brave a possible, you know, infestation of some sort of sexually transmitted parasite.
Not cool at all.
No.
Hey, Mick, one time, you ever hear Mike and I say we're going to go see Fear Factory? that's code. Well, Mike and I are like, we're going to go see Fear Factory.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
We're going to go see we're in a strip club.
Why
did you even come with me to go see Fear Factory?
Because I wanted to see Fear Factory. I liked Fear Factory.
I was like, yeah, let's go see Fear Factory. And Mike was like, yeah. And we were at Andrew's house that night, too. And we loved
it. I liked Fear Factory, man. I wasn't like, super into them, but, like, it was one of the bands that I listened to.
So I convinced Mike to say, yeah, fuck it, let's go to this strip club over here. And Mike, at the time, was adamant about not going to strip clubs. He was like,
I remember that.
Absolute waste of money. I was like, oh, let's go. And so I convinced him. And it wasn't a good experience. It was like the worst stripper club experience I ever had.
Yeah, that was probably the worst strip. At least for me, it was the worst strip club experience I ever had. Because it was like having to deal with like Amway salesman strippers. Like they
everywhere.
Were just so.
Oh yeah,
they
that's
were
never a good time.
They were like aggressive and it was uncomfortable. Yeah,
it was 20 to get in. It was 10 for a soda, 12 for a double espresso, and then 20 for a dance. And the dance was like the girl far away from you, just, you know, couldn't touch her at all. She didn't touch you at all.
Yeah.
And she just, like, danced, like, 3 feet away from you. It was
I know. I love that because, like, Lou zeroed in on this, like, goth-looking chick who, like, noticed the Misfits pin on his jacket.
Uh-huh.
Totally. And so she's like, oh, Misfits or whatever, and they start talking about it, and it turned out she had absolutely no idea what the Misfits were. That was my favorite part.
That's awesome.
She was like, she like zeroed in on him and was like, oh, Misfits, whatever. Like, she recognized that that was a Misfits pin. And then when he actually like talked to her more about it, she was like, oh, yeah, no, I don't actually listen to them or anything. But you're going to pay me to like bump and grind near you.
Right.
And Lou is like, yeah, of course I am. Yeah, meanwhile, I had to, like, tase the strippers to leave me alone, because I really just wanted to, like, look at the chicks on stage and throw them a couple bucks here and there, and they're, like, I mean, seriously, like, they just come, the strippers in this club was Legs Diamonds, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Legs Diamonds. They were just, like, every 5 minutes a girl would come up and be like, hey, what's up? And they'd just, like, try to hang them over you and be, like, all up in your face and pretend that they're interested. But, like, they don't have any conversation skills. What?
Yeah. Buy me a drink.
Yeah, buy me a drink. Yep. Buy me a drink. Exactly. And Louis bought that goth chick, like, a fucking double espresso or some shit.
Hey, it was $12. I was so mad at Dana.
Oh, no, another
waitress, the old bag.
Yeah, the waitress.
Damn, like in the movies, like she wanted a tip.
She was she was clearing her throat, like to prompt him to give her money. It was fit to give her a tip, despite the fact he just paid $12 for a fucking espresso.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh boy.
That should have soured me on strip clubs for life. But then we went to Vegas, and that changed my mind completely.
I gotta go back to Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is a lovely place when it comes to strippers, man. They are so awesome.
I just picked up my woman, and she was pointing out how when we went to strip club last time over here in Jersey, this poor guy was being walked over to an ATM by a stripper.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
that is the true walk of shame. Like, damn.
That is. And you know what? Do you remember when I had to learn things the hard way when it came to strip clubs, because when Louie and I went to the strip club instead of going to the wedding, which I'm sure we've told you about, the first thing that happened was this like butterface stripper, and her body was fucking ridiculous, but she had kind of like a bird face. She comes up to me and she's like, I got to show you something over here. And I'm like, really? And she's like, you're going to want to see this. I got to show you this shit. And I'm like, a stripper, a really hot stripper with an okay face is telling me that she's got to show me something. This has got to be good. And it wasn't. And I paid her $20, and then she was like, do you want another one? And I was just like, okay. And she like did her thing again. It was, I spent $40 on this broad that didn't do anything for me. That should have soured me on strip clubs for life. But then we both managed to hook up with really awesome strippers, and I had the best. That's when I realized that you can actually have a great time at a strip club. Because this girl was like Czechoslovakian or Russian, and she had, I'm not even sure if she knew what she was doing, but she was like rubbing her lips across my penis, like through my pants and shit. I mean, like, I didn't know you could do that.
Crazy.
She like grabbed my hands and put them on her ass. Like, I didn't know they could do that either. I mean, that was beautiful, and we were glowing when we walked into that reception, like half an hour late. There's actually a picture of us on Facebook from that wedding, and we're like in that picture, we're both grinning like idiots. We look great. Even though neither one of us were in shape, we both looked great because of strippers.
Those are gone.